And the stalls where they fed the horses, they had hay racks too. They'd build them strips, you know, about that far apart, mm-hmm. upside, let them come out from the wall, you know, like that. And they'd put the hay over in there, and then the horse reach up and beat that hay, and the crumbs would fall in the trough, and they could still pick up the, eat the hay. They have them built over the trough, you know.
That made sense.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to be in a play?
Yeah, they supposed to have some kind of Christmas play. Little girl. It's this girl's daughter, little daughter, in the first grade. They have a little Christmas play. She selected me, her granddaddy, for a granddaddy today. Want me to come as her granddaddy.
Did people have a room right off the kitchen where they might have kept extra dishes or canned goods in their houses?
Oh yeah, they had, they had a house called a smokehouse where they kept all their canned goods and stuff. They had shelves built around the, you know, a smokehouse. You know what a smokehouse is, I guess.
Yes, sir.
And they still got them over in Tennessee and Alabama and over in there. They still smoke a lot of meat over there.
Yes, sir.
And then everybody had a smokehouse, mind you. They'd have a log house you lived with the cracks chinked with mud. And straw, take mud and straw just like you're fixing to build a chimney, you know, and daubing the cracks around. And they had the sills right on the ground, had a dirt floor for the smokehouse. They'd usually have it about as high as from that. Then they had floor joists across there, and they had sticks, their meat sticks, they called it, round sticks about that long, would reach from one to the other, and then hang the meat, hang it up with bear grass. You know what bear grass is?
Bear grass.
Yeah.
Well, you're throwing a lot of new stuff out here.
Well, there's a lot of bear grass over there in Tennessee and Alabama.
What does it look like?
Well, it's a big green stuff comes up in the field, you know, and it's got leaves on it about as wide as your finger. Then it's come up, you know, you've seen it, I imagine. In the spring of the year, it makes a big tall stalk with a pretty bloom in the top of it. And they'd take that bear grass, go out and get it, and they'd scorch it, put it over a flame, you know, and burn the stuff off of it. It's about as thick as pasteboard and long, and you could tie it in a knot and hang that meat up and cut a place and run it through a middling, you know, on each corner of that middling, and tie it in a knot and run that stick through it and just have it hanging on that stick. Everybody used that. They didn't use no string or nothing to hang it up with. They'd hunt that long bear grass. There's two different kinds of that. Some of it was short and some of it grew long. I don't think I've seen any of it around here on my place lately. But it grows all over the country, everywhere, mind you. And I was over through Alabama and Tennessee, I saw a lot of it over in there.
I guess I didn't know what I was looking at.
Yeah, you must not.